from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You can put polls up on Twitch.
Can you? I got to figure that out. Time to get to our favorite hump day game, Rats Off a Shrimp. Jay Fig will give us the topics, and we will decide where our rats lie. JFig, what do we got today for Rats Off a Ship?
All right, guys. Well, for number one, we have the Florida Panthers.
Not Rats Off a Ship on the Florida Panthers. I had cowards reach out to me last night who were worried. I will not name names, but the cowards, I tried to talk them back onto the ship. They're like, I'm going to jump. And I'm like, no, don't jump. Stay here. You need to jump only one place, and that's on the ice once Lord Stanley is hoisted. But we've said it all show. I love what we got from Tkachuk yesterday. I feel like there's a best version of the Cats we still haven't even seen yet, and I feel like we'll see that on Friday night. Not Rats Off a Ship. Leroy?
I'm not Rats Off a Ship. Like, how can you be Rats Off a Ship with a team that's winning their series?
Right.
And although they lost the last two, they're still up 3-2. Right? So I'm always going to feel confident in that this team can get it done, because everything that they've done for the last 2 years would dictate they can turn around and get it done.
What about you, Jennifer?
I will never be Rats Off a Ship.
Wow. All right.
Never.
Dan Day?
Also, I had several people contact me last night, too, and I told them to relax.
Yeah. So. I always feel like I got to talk everybody off a cliff here in the building once I walk in.
Here's the deal.
It's like part of the, sports radio gig is you got to talk off all the people. It's like, hey.
Here's the deal, though. Here's why we got to talk. You ready? You want to know why we got to talk people off the cliff?
Yep.
Because they're just coming along when they see the team going to win the Stanley Cup. They haven't seen this team for the last 2 years and know what they're capable of, what they've done, how they've gone about their business. And so when they lose two games after being up three, the people that have been paying attention, right, don't panic. The people that are watching that just got into it because their local team was up 3-0, they're panicking. So you got to weed them. You got to weed those people out. I had some of Fonz's friends over. I'm sitting in a jacuzzi. They watching the TV outside. And they're going, woo. The Panthers, man, they lost the last two. I said, where were you when they won the first three? Stop!
What's number two, JFig? Oh, Dan Day, are you Rats Off a Ship?
No way Rats Off a Ship. We won the first two games pretty solidly. 1-1 in the third game. They've won the past two. We're a goal better so far. We only need one of two to win. This team, when the going gets tough, they get going. No worries at all.
All right, what's number two, Jennifer?
Well, we heard the news. Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Are we Rats Off a Ship?
Oh, dude.
Got a nice little mugshot for
you.
Oh,
let me see the mugshot. Gotta see the JT mugshot. Oof.
Gotta tell you, he a little glassy-eyed.
He is glassy-eyed, dude.
Right?
That man has a few drink. Good move not doing the breathalyzer, because he has some drinky poos behind those eyes.
You don't need to blow your breath. We can smell your breath
from inside the car.
I want to see this body cam footage so bad, especially if the kid really doesn't know who he is. Do you think it's like an Andrew Brunette situation where he goes, I used to coach the Panthers? You don't care.
No.
Well, apparently he whispered under his breath and said, you're going to ruin the awards.
He said what?
You're going to ruin the world tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He should have gone with.
And you know what? In the way we are in this world, that guy is going to wear it as a badge of honor. I'm the one that ruined the world tour.
Well, I mean. I did that. Also, don't drive on the wrong side of the road.
Look.
Wait,
I would suggest, and I would say to him, right? that no, you ruined your world tour. You shouldn't have been out here acting a fool.
He should have gone, you guys like trolls?
Justin Timberlake, what kind of car was he driving?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Depending on how expensive the car is, depends on whether you call and get a ride.
He could always.
A lot of times people don't want to leave a expensive ass car.
Either way, look where he was. That entire place is full of expensive
looks
cars.
To me like an SUV. Like I'm seeing the picture.
Okay,
right
then
now.
He could have called a ride. You know, he could have called somebody or got a ride. Wait, let me
see. He has people
wait,
that
in the bar,
him
in the bar that he was hanging out. Wherever he was hanging out drinking. He couldn't say, hey, can somebody give me a lift home?
Doesn't he have like bodyguards or something that usually take care of that situation?
Not in the Hamptons.
Yeah, but it's Justin Timberlake.
They're all equals up there. Everybody got money.
Okay, I understand that, but it's still Justin Timberlake.
Okay, but he ain't like, okay, yeah. Justin Timberlake is one of many.
Dude, let me
everybody
tell you something.
Justin Timberlake that live up there.
Yeah, and also, that's not one martini, eyes.
Of course not, it is.
Of course we know that. Listen.
Who are you trying to fool with these eyes?
Can I just say this to people that would even try and get away with this? When you get stopped, please do not say, I've only had one or two drinks. Then they really gonna arrest your ass because they know they. I can look at a person and say he didn't had a few. I don't need to ask. They just asking to see if you. You know what? Look, I probably had too much.
If we were gonna go ahead and drink, I think that you should be a little bit more responsible and plan ahead, especially if you are a big time artist like him.
That being said, not rats off a ship on JT. Look, it's a mistake.
No, it's a mistake, right? Nobody
it's a mistake.
Got hurt.
He's an adult.
No, wait. Nobody got hurt. Wait. Hey, Jennifer. I learned.
I understand. Adults make mistakes too.
I learned a valuable lesson in all these years of living. How old you are does not determine how grown you are.
Okay. Well, if you have your entire life in the spotlight, I think that you should go ahead and be a little bit more responsible with the things you do, especially when you're putting other people's lives in danger.
We make that assumption, and that's why the first thing I said was, "Thank goodness nobody got hurt," right? But we assume that everybody's going to make an adult situation or adult decision in an adult situation. And I'm telling you that we got 50 and 60 year olds still doing childish crap because they can.
So
Washington is rolling his grave listening to Jay Fig.
God, I wish I had more than one chance.
That's not what they said to me.
All right, so I'm not
Rats. That being said, I am Rats Off a Ship.
Wow.
I am Rats. Yep. Be a little bit more responsible.
People make mistakes.
Jeez. I bet you if it was Pierce the Veil behind that wheel, you would have given him another chance.
No, I wouldn't. Okay, I would talk to them and be like, be more responsible.
You're a parent. You would like to think that people have your...
Look, stuff like this. It's a little bit too close to home.
I know.
I'm gonna go ahead and take this route.
And that's why I said what I said, and not even insinuate that you're wrong. It is personal for you, right? But I'm saying that we make assumptions that how old a person is determines how grown they are. And we got some old ass children walking the face of the earth.
Oh, something tells me a boy band member is a walking child.
I mean,
not to judge, but
Joey Fatone.
Dende, where are your rats on JT?
Nah, I'm not rats off a ship.
What's number three, J Fig?
JJ McCarthy.
Oh, Leroy's
first pitch was a little brutal.
Leroy's national championship quarterback and soon to be quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings as soon as they get off this Sam Darnold kick. He threw out a first pitch, Leroy, and not so accurate for your champion here. As you can see, he was a little bit wide.
Well, you know what?
Woo!
They tell you don't throw from the top of the mound.
They do?
And all the athletes, yeah. and all the athletes think they can do it.
Good thing Josh.
That's in Minnesota, right? Or is it in Detroit?
I think it's
Minnesota. Yeah, it's in Minnesota. I see the Twins symbol on the
crazy. Yeah. Minnesota's outdoors now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of fans there.
Target Field.
Oh, look. Looks like a Marlins game.
Wow.
Look around. Look at them stands.
I know what you're talking about.
All right.
I don't even know. What are the Twins doing this year? Can't say I've kept up. I know the White Sox are in their division. They're the worst team in baseball.
Twins started out good. I think they've kind of leveled off since.
Twins are 41-32. Not too bad.
Wow. Yeah, pretty good.
Not too bad.
Look at the fans they get.
They've actually won 6 straight.
Wait, they played that many baseball games?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We're almost in July.
We're almost halfway through the season.
I know.
And we don't even, like, yikes. Sorry.
Well, the Marlins are, you know, 12 games back in fourth place.
I mean, that just say they're well in last place. Don't give them a number to say they're close to worst in last.
You're right. I apologize.
And the Marlins are literally hard to watch in more ways than one.
J-Fix band would be Pierce the Quail.
At some point.
I'm not rats off a ship off J.J. McCarthy for a bad first pitch. Can happen to the best of them. But he is supposed to be usually there's, you know, usually a football quarterback. Usually he's probably played baseball at some point. That's a little bit. I mean, what,
really?
Well, hey, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes.
He hasn't thrown a baseball in 10 years.
I mean, that's.
Woo. Dude, so you tell. I'm not rats off a ship.
Good thing Jazz right. Chisholm wasn't in the box.
I'm not rats off a ship because, look, you get in that moment. And you get fired up, you want to throw the heater, and then your timing just gets a little off.
It happens.
Michigan bias. Yeah, well, I mean, I would say more athlete bias that we tend to think because a guy can play football or basketball that he can stand on the mound and throw a strike. And I'm telling you, no. At least it wasn't balloon tossing. Yeah, I blew my hammy out. Hey. That day, I don't know how I did it, my man, but I blew my hammy in balloon toss.
Man. All right, so you're sticking by J.J. McCarthy. No surprise there. Michigan bias. J-Fig?
Wait, whoa! Because he didn't throw a strike in baseball?
He didn't go anywhere near a strike, dude!
You know what? He's not a lot better than other people out there, so I'm not rats off the ship.
All right. Dan?
Only for self-preservation, I'm not rats off a ship. It scares the living you-know-what out of me to think that I might ever have to pitch out a first pitch at a game. And if I do like that, I don't need that bad mojo in my life. So I'm not going to be rats off a ship on that.
Mm. All right.
I want to throw out a first pitch.
You do? Okay.
I do.
Give us one more, J-Fig, before we close rats off a ship today.
All right. We have Chris Quinn taking the Pistons job.
Rats off a ship. I'm all for Chris Quinn getting a gig. Don't do it, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Leroy?
Here. I'm not rats off a ship for this reason, right? This is your profession, right? If you can get that $4, $5, $6, or $7 million deal, right, you set your family up for life, right? Then you get into the cycle of coaches. And that's how it works. Because I promise you, any coach that coaches for Detroit, everybody that interviews you after that is going to look at Detroit. They ain't going to look at you. And so from that standpoint, go get that $6 million deal.
J-Fig?
Pave your own way. It's your profession. It's your job to try to maximize the amount of money you can make in the period of time you get to coach. Why wouldn't he take the job? Even if you get fired in 2 years, so what?
J-Fig?
As sad as that would be, I'm not rats off a ship. Go get your coin.
All right.
You deserve it.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. Say that moñón.
That moñón, man. No. Dan Day, Chris Quinn, taking the Pistons job.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
Hey, but Dan Day, see, I said it the way they say it in Louisiana. Moñón.
Moñón.
Not moñón. Like Munyon.
Wait, say it, Dan Day.
Moñón.
But like in a full sentence, please.
What do you mean?
Go get that.
When are you gonna go get that mignon? When you gonna get that mignon?
He gonna do what he do. Sounds like Dustin Poirier.
Dustin Poirier lives in a place where they closer to Creole.
Where is he from?
Lafayette.
Oh, he's from Lafayette.
Yeah, so he's like, here, Lafayette is considered a tweener. You in between marsh and city. So you can go either way. Right? You make a left, you can end up in New Orleans. Now keep in mind, New Orleans as a whole is not very city. So we talking about city relative to New Orleans.
Dude, I got called baby and sugar and sweetheart so many times. It was wonderful.
J-Fig, if you was in the club, right? You're in the club, say we all hang out. Somebody would be, what's up, baby? Where you at?
I'd be like, I'm not your baby, number one.
No, hey, what's up? What's up, baby? Where you at?
No, that's different. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, you go to the store, Fig, you might be buying something at the grocery store, and they're like, hey, baby, you need paper or plastic? They'd say something like that.
Yeah. Okay, sure,
that's fine.
They say, hey, baby, you in here making groceries?
No, making groceries.
But like, are you? Why else would I be here?
Dude, it's just.
Not your baby.
Hey, I'm telling you. That's just the way people talk.
I was supposed to say, I am your sugar. I am your baby. I am your honey.
Hey, yeah. Nah, you like, yeah. See, you wouldn't survive because you'd be fighting it. You just fight. You can't fight it. You just fight. It don't mean nothing.
Yeah, you'll wear yourself
out. Well, down here, it means.
No, it don't mean everybody, baby, sugar, where you at.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? My name's Jennifer, number one.
Right? Cool. Like, if you go get a sub, they're not going to ask you what you want on it. They're going to ask you want it dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get all the stuff. Right? There's no, like, yeah.
Well, take a quick break. Final hour coming on up. We got interesting results so far on our poll. Very interesting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.